morning, Sedalia and the surrounding area. Calling the Sedalia Pettis Amateur Radio Club repeater net. Calling the Spark and Pettis County Aries net. This is KE0QYA. That's Kilo Echo Zero Quebec Yankee Alpha. Your net control station for this evening. My name is Richard and my QTH is in Sedalia. The Spark repeater net meets each Sunday evening at 8 p.m. local time on the Sedalia 147.030 MHz repeater with a minus offset. At this time, is there any emergency traffic for the net? Hearing none at this time, if during the net if any station has emergency traffic, please notify net control and your traffic will be handled immediately. The purposes of this net is to exchange information and to promote public service by ham radio operators. Spark has a website, which is wa0sdo.org, and we also have a Facebook group and a page so members and guests can access information about our club. If you are unable to check into our net, you can listen to it on Sunday nights on the Broadcastify app with about a 30-second delay. We also record our net so that you can listen to a rebroadcast of it on our website anytime during the following week. Net Control has two announcements this evening. First, I want to remind everybody about our July meeting. We have moved it. It will be July the 9th. It will not be next Saturday because of the holiday, but our next scheduled meeting will be July the 9th. It will be at 8:30, and we're also moving the location. It will be held at Our Savior Lutheran Church there in the shelter house. So once again, different day and a different place. So y'all definitely want to put that on your calendar. I do want to remind everybody, if you don't like sitting on the picnic tables, please bring your lawn chair, and it should be a little bit more comfortable for you. Second announcement, just kind of want to briefly go over field day yesterday. I thought everything went very, very well, except for one thing. It sure was hot. I know the heat got to me there at the end, but... You know, with a heat index of 108 degrees, I tell you what, our members came out. I think we had 23 or 24 members there that helped participate during the event. Was set up and making contacts during the day. And we also had a good potluck there at the end. And I want to thank everybody for coming out and participating. And just really was a good time that all the members could get together and fellowship and work a little radio. And I know that we had several guests that came in and was asking a lot of information about our club. I'll break. So once again, I thought even though we did shorten up field day, obviously because of the heat, I know that we made a lot more contacts than we did the year before. So once again, thank you to the committee that set everything up and for the members that did come out and support our field day activities. Are there any other announcements for the net at this time?
K0TV.
Net Control recognizes K0TV. Go ahead, Harry.
Good evening, Richard and Annette. Let me build a little bit on what you were talking about there about the field day. Boy, the sun and the heat really got to me, too. Boy, I was fighting muscle cramps and spasms all night and all day today. And it was really really something out there. I'm not used to that kind of stuff. Luckily, Connie, QCJ, kind of saved us all there. Nagging us to drink our water, and I don't know if I would have done as well as I did if I didn't have that kind of reminder. I got a list of the sign-ins from the front desk, and there we had 35 people sign the attendee list, and like you said, Richard, a lot of those were people who are interested in becoming hams, and I think we answered a lot of their questions. And then we also had people who were local hams that weren't involved with the club but were interested in the club. So we might have stirred up some interest there. So I think it's overall we had a good positive experience for the club. Steve, KC8AEK, has the logs, and he brought out some computers we use to do some logging with, too. There's kind of a mix. Some of the contacts are on the computers, and some of the contacts are on the paper logs, and some of them were mixed. They were entered into the computer from the paper. So he's got all of that, and he's going to put it all together and take care of all the duplications and everything and get me back the contacts, and then I can get that turned into the ARRL and see how we did on the points. Yeah, it wasn't a contest, of course, but it's nice to keep track of the points so we know how well we did against other clubs in the area and how well we did from last year. And just roughly from what I can remember from the logs, I think we had a lot more contacts than we did last year, and I think we're going to have a few more points than we did last year. So we improved ourselves from over time, and hopefully we can keep that pattern up. One of the best decisions was to move the dinner up an hour. Boy, I think the heat was getting to everybody, and whoever did that needs a gold star for that. Congratulations, Richard. I think a good time was had. Everybody had had fun, and it was a good experience for the club. Not sure what else I can report here, Richard, but I'm going to turn it back to you. My network's down here, my internet, so I'm not helping you out on the net log. But I think probably Paul's doing that for you. Nothing further. K0TV, turn it back to the net.
K0TV, K0QIR, right, Harry. Appreciate your comments. I went ahead and pulled the trigger on the kind of ending the thing early. But I know that people were getting tired and hot, and it was time. So, Harry, we appreciate your comments on field day, and I'll ask if there's any other announcements. Hearing none, I do want to add one thing on the announcements in this regard to field day. Kind of my highlight of the day was seeing a certain lady here in our club with a solid bright pink shirt that she wore to field day with her name and her handle there and her logo on the back. So, Amber, you got the gold star for field day with your bright pink spark shirt. So, saying that, we're going to go ahead and get things rolling here tonight. Want to remind everybody this is a directed net. When calling net control, please give your call sign first alphabetically, then phonetically, followed by your name and your location. So, we're going to start out taking check-ins first for those who are in and out. Mobiles, portables, and short timers. Once again, the first call for those who are in and out. Mobiles, portables, and short timers. Call net control. Call KE0QYA.
WA0SDO, repeater.
W3MEB, Whiskey 3, Mike Echo Bravo, Warsaw.
KE0QYA, this is WB0LRX, Whiskey Bravo 0, Lima, Romeo X-Ray, Mobile, I'm in and out. Richard, good evening.
KS0HYP, Kilo, Foxtrot 0, Hotel Yankee Papa, Ryan, Marshall, I'm in and out.
K0CNC, Kilo, Delta 0, Charlie, November Charlie, in and out.
K0 UHO,
stop right there. Had K0 UHO Mike, KD0 CNC Rick, KF0 HYP Ryan, WB0 LRX Jeff, and those were all in and outs. And I don't know, Doc, if you were a short timer or in and out, W3MEB.
Roger, W3MEB in and out.
All right, copy that. So we'll go ahead and put out a second call. Second call for those who are in and out, mobiles, portables, and short timers. Call net control. Call KE0QYA.
KE0WTX, Kilo Echo Zero, Whiskey Tango X-Ray, mobile. Brian and Sedalia in and out.
All right, net control recognizes KE0WXT Brian. Brian, good to hear from you tonight. We got you down as in and out. So we'll go ahead and start doing regular check-ins. Once again, want to remind everybody this is a directed net. Once again, when calling net control, please give your call sign first alphabetically, then phonetically, followed by your name and your location. So once again, we'll go ahead and start taking regular check-ins to the Spark repeater net. Call net control. Call KE0QYA.
K0TV, checking in again.
WA0QCJ, Whiskey Alpha Zero, Quebec, Charlie, Juliet, Connie, and Sedalia.
KE0QIA, WA0WUY, William Abel Zero, William, United Yankee, Steve out of Beeman.
Three that go around at WA0WI Steve, WA0QCJ Connie, and we'll go up to Harry again, K0TV. Go ahead, Harry, with your comments, please.
Good evening again, everybody. I don't really have much more to add, Richard. I got up this morning and boy, just exhausted and got in the car to go to church and still had the air conditioner turned on from the ride home from field day, and boy, I didn't know it went up that high. The wind just pinned me to the seat. It felt good last night, but it's a little bit chilly this morning getting in the car. But I forgot to mention that Don ARQ did some contacts after we shut down, and he did that on his own, and going to help him turning those points in, and so he's going to get us some more points for the club. He did a pretty good job last night making contacts. Maybe he'll comment here later. And I know, I really don't have any more to add here, Richard. Just an exhausting day yesterday. K0TV.
K0TV, K0QI. All right, Harry. You know, the one thing that really would have been nice, it was the cotton picking hot yesterday, and man, I tell you what, today, after the rain and that front come through, I mean, it was just a gorgeous day. Boy, I almost wish that, we had today's weather yesterday. But Harry, I do appreciate everything you did during field day, and you were definitely an important part of it. Next, we'll go down to Connie, WA0QCJ. Good evening, Connie, and your comments, please.
Well, good evening, Richard, and everyone on the net. Well, I'll tell you what, my comments about yesterday are nothing but positive. You know, it was hot, but I tell you, I did not know I could drink that much water, but I did. I drank 7 bottles of water, and I don't know how to put this delicately, but it stayed with me a long, long time, if you know where I'm going. So I'm telling you, great day yesterday. Want to thank everybody. Want to thank Scott for his photos, because they've already been entered into the newsletter, which is about ready to go to press. So if there's something anybody wants to add, get right with me, because there's still time. So Richard, I tell you, it was a great day. Want to thank everyone for being the champions that you are. So this would be WA0QCJ, and I'm turning it back to the net.
WA0QCJ, KE0QY, all right, Connie. Yeah, I think I had 11 or 12 bottles of water myself, and, you know, I still got to me a little bit, but anyways, I do appreciate the work you did there yesterday, and appreciate the work you do on the newsletter, and looking forward to getting the next copy of that. So Connie will say 73s to you. Hope you have a good evening. And next we'll go down to Steve, WA0WUY. Good evening, Steve, and your comments, please.
Good evening, Richard, KE0QYA and the group, WA0WUY. Yeah, it was a hot one. I'm sorry I missed it, but I think it would have put me in bed, probably. Wasn't doing all that good to begin with. Hey, I got a question for Harry, or possibly you, Richard. Did you hear any voices on the repeater long about the time that Harry called me to let me know that they had moved the dinner up to 5?
Well, I'll be real honest with you. I wasn't listening to it. I'll let Harry answer that question, Harry, if you're still monitoring.
No, the sun was getting to me. I could have heard voices from anywhere.
All right. Well, it was not in English, and I'm not 100% sure that it was even on the repeater. The reason I'm bringing it up is if somebody's doing that and they're listening, they need to know that we pay attention to that. It was what I would call a foreign language, and it could have been somebody transmitting on the repeater's output frequency, I don't know. I never did hear the repeater go up and down, which makes me think maybe it was not on the repeater. But anyway, it was not English, and it was not Spanish. It was maybe something like, I don't know, Ukrainian or something like that. I don't know. I do know I didn't understand a word they said, though. Okay. Well, it was a beautiful day out here, too, today. I didn't get out into it very much, but anyhow, I'm glad it turned out to be a success, and I tried to make some contacts on digital, but to me, the band seemed like it was not in that good a shape. So, Richard, I'll turn it back to you, KE0QYA and the group, WA0WY.
WA0WY, KE0QYA. All right, Steve. It'll just give somebody maybe an opportunity to listen. You know, if anybody else hears that, those other folks may be talking on the repeater. I don't know, but thank you for making us aware of that. So we're down at the bottom of the list right now, so we'll go ahead and put another call out for regular check-ins. Regular check-ins to the Spark Repeater Net, call Net Control, call KE0QYA.
Zero, Hotel Yankee, Quebec.
Foxtrot Zero, Alpha Romeo, Quebec, Don Sedalia.
This is KY0P. Kilo Yankee 0 Papa, Dennis in Sedalia.
Hello, Foxtrot 0, Hotel Yankee, Quebec, Marcia.
AB 0 SFP, Kilo Bravo 0, Sierra, Foxtrot Papa, Dennis in Cross Timbers.
Okay, we're going to stop right there. I'm going to go Dennis and Cross Timbers. Can you give me your call sign one more time, please?
Kilo Bravo Zero, Sierra Foxtrot Papa. I say again, Kilo Bravo Zero, Sierra Foxtrot Papa.
All right, copy that. So we got KB Zero, Sierra Foxtrot Papa, we got KF0HYQ Marcia, we have KY0P Dennis, and we have KF0 Don. Man, I tell you what, I'm getting ARQ. There we go. Can't even read my own writing. So we did have one double there at the beginning with Don. If that other station wants to go ahead and try one more time, please go ahead.
That was me.
All right, copy that. So we'll go to the top of the list with Don, KF0ARQ. Good evening, Don, and your comments, please.
Well, first off, I'd like to thank Harry for running the program out there. He did a fantastic job, just like he did last year. He's getting to be a pro at it. And I'm sorry to say I wasn't that active. I made several trips back and forth. I had to come back to the house and check on Mom and then come back out. But the heat was kind of getting to me, and I really didn't do any make any contacts while we were out there. But I did my contacting afterwards here at the house where it was cool. I made 2 6-meter contacts, about 5 15-meter contacts, and then about 15 20-meter contacts, and I turned those in to Harry today, so hopefully that'll bring our score up. So that's about all I have to say. So KF0ARQ will be listening.
KF0ARQ, KE0QY. All right, Don, appreciate what you did there, making extra contacts, and you know, you were out there in support, you know, a time or two, and do definitely appreciate everything you do for the club as well. So, Don, we're going to say 73s to you. Hope you have a great evening. Next, we'll go down to Dennis, KY0P. Good evening, Dennis, and your comments, please.
Well, good evening, Richard, and everybody else that is on the net tonight. I would like to echo what's been said, and that is thanks to all the people who had any part at all to do in Field Day, and those who made it to Field Day and actually survived it. It was one of the more unpleasant Field Days that I have experienced over the last 27 years as far as the weather is concerned, but I think that Field Day, you don't know what you're going to deal with, and this was just another element that we couldn't plan for in advance, and based on the activity, the people that showed up and everything, it was a success. So thank you to everybody who was part of the 2022 Field Day for Spark. Also, I wanted to add that I also heard the foreign language traffic that was on the repeater yesterday, and it was on there several times during the afternoon and then in the evening, and it definitely was not English, and I couldn't tell really whether it was going through the repeater or not, but it was very clear. And it sounded like they were very close. So we might listen and might have to have a fox hunt someday, a real fox hunt, to determine where that's coming from. So So, anyway, again, thanks to everybody who showed up. I'm sorry I couldn't stay for the meal. I was getting plenty hot and thought I better get back under the AC. So I'll just say 73 to everybody. Have a good weekend for what's left and a good week coming up. So back to you, Richard. 73, everybody. This is KY0P, and I'll be clear.
KY0P, KE0QYA. All right, Dennis. Appreciate your comments. And, you know, that's the one thing about our club. You know, we have the equipment necessary to track down those signals, you know, with the portable antennas and a lot of expertise with some of the members. So if we do hear that again, we can get that signal pinpointed pretty quickly. So, Dennis, appreciate you checking into the net tonight. Next, we will go down to another Dennis, KB0SFP from Cross Timbers. Good evening, Dennis. Good to have you on the net tonight. And your comments, please.
Hey, I'll go for it. I've spent more time on 2 meters today than I have in the last 20 years combined. I'm calling in Kilo Bravo Zero Sierra Foxtrot Papa. And I'm sorry to say I don't participate in field day actual at all anymore. I haven't in quite some time. I've got an aversion to contesting, and that's pretty much all that is anymore. However, I do, my field day takes place almost every day. I've got dozens and dozens of QRP pack sets, military commercials, and all the above, anywhere from a watt and a half up to 150. Those are pretty much on the air every day. And what prompted my appearance on 2 meters for a change is I took possession of half a dozen of these little Lex and dual band radios, little heepy-peepy Chinese things, and spent the last 3 days trying to get them programmed between their proprietary software and Chirp, and finally got it done, and got a couple of them installed in the UTVs and the Zombie Apocalypse Jeep and various places, so I was giving them a workout. And for those that don't know who I am, any of you have been to a ham fest within 200 miles, you definitely know who I am. I'm looking forward to yours in October. Back to that, this is KB0SFP.
WA0SDO, repeater.
KB0SFP, KE0QYA. All right, Dennis. Do appreciate you checking into the net tonight. It's good to hear you come on. Don't be a stranger. I'd love to have you checking into the net every Sunday night. Maybe putting those radios to use. Did have a good signal in the repeater from Cross Timbers. So once again, Dennis, thank you for checking in. And next we'll go down to Marcy, KF0HYQ. Good evening, Marcy, and your comments, please.
Good evening. Tonight I'm doing the practicing of writing down all the call signs. Getting ready for next week.
Awful important thing you're going to be doing next weekend. You want to tell everybody?
I'm going to be doing the net for the first time next week.
Well, I tell you what, we know you're going to do a fabulous job. You know, we're really proud of you for taking it on. You know, we can hardly wait to have you be in net control. And, you know, we're all here to have fun. And, you know, there's no right way or wrong way to do it. But just do it the way you want to. And I know you'll have a good time doing it, and I know you got a pretty good guy that's probably sitting right next to you that'll help you out along the way.
Paul's logging on the net logger.
Okay, does Paul want to go ahead and have us check him in?
Zero ETL.
All right. Net control recognizes KD Zero ETL. Go ahead, Paul.
Good evening to everybody. I want to thank Connie for reminding me that I had the same situation with all the water and not having to do the other thing, so she wasn't the only one, and I think I drank 8 or 9 bottles of water myself. Besides what grandkids brought to me, I had a good time, plenty hot, and good call on calling it at 5 for dinner time, and I heard those stations also as I was trying to back the trailer back into its position, and for everyone's information, the trailer is back in service. So, $73, good to see everyone yesterday. KD0ETL back to net.
KD0ETL, KE0QIARI. Paul, appreciate your efforts yesterday as well, and bringing the trailer out and kind of taking care of that for the club. So we'll say 73s to you, Paul. Hope you have a good evening. And that takes us down to the bottom of the list. We'll go ahead and put another call out for regular check-ins to the Spark repeater net. Call net control. Call KE0QYA.
KE0QYA. This is Kilo Juliet 4, Mike Foxtrot Whiskey, KJ4MFW, Scott in Sedalia.
W0VK. That's Brett.
Independence Day.
Alpha Delta Zero Victor Delta Donald.
Okay, we're going to stop right there. I got 3 good ones, and then I had one that cut themselves off. I'm going to go ahead and go with the stations that I'll recognize. I had 80-0-BD Donald. I had W0VK Brett. I had KJ4MFW Scott. The other station that was trying to check in, could you please go ahead and call one more time, please?
VW, Kilo Bravo Zero Union Victor Whiskey, Rinda and Sedalia.
All right, KD Zero, UVW, Rinda. Okay, so then we got the 4. So now we're going to go back up to the top of the list. We're going to go up to Scott, KJ4MFW. Good evening, Scott, and your comments, please, for the net.
Good evening to you, Richard, and everyone on the net. I have to apologize. I missed the first 10 minutes of the net. I was trying to do something online and didn't look at the clock, unfortunately. So the information I was hoping to hear is ballpark of how many contacts we made. Secondly, I want to thank everyone coming out to field day. That was a fun time. It was hot. I never had dealt with that sort of temperature, but on the way home, I actually felt, you know, sick, and I was glad I left early. I came home, put some damp cloth on my head for about 2 hours, and started to feel normal again. But I did have a fun time. It was good to see everyone, and had several conversations with different club members, and that was just great. So had a good time despite all of the hot temperatures. So 73s to everyone, and I'll send it back to Net Control.
KJ4MFW, KE0QYA. All right, Scott, appreciate all your efforts yesterday as well. And, the heat was unbearable. I'll agree with you there. And I kind of felt the same way coming home. Of course, I had a couple people watching out for me, which, yes, I have thanked for that. And I do appreciate the pictures that you took. Thank you for sending those to me. I know Connie's going to probably put all those in the newsletter. So, once again, Scott, we certainly appreciate your efforts, and you're a vital part of our club here. So, saying that, next we're going to go down to Brett, W0VK. Good evening, Brett. In your comments, please.
Good evening, Richard, and the group. Well, I'll tell you, Richard, you did an awesome job there on the announcements and nice summation of field day. And I just want to say congratulations to the committee that put everything on, and thank you for everything you did to make sure that everything went so smoothly and you guys were able to have a good time, make some contacts, and have some great food. And just great representation of the club on the busiest day for ham radio. So, just want to thank you all for everything you did there. That was very, very cool. And Scott, I really enjoyed the pictures as well. Kind of felt like I was there, you know. So you always do such an awesome job with capturing the moment, and those are very good there. Also, really stoked to hear that Marsh is going to be running the net next week. That is awesome. So, Marsha, you will do an awesome job, and thank you for doing that. That's just awesome. So, just want to say that, and also great to hear KB0SFP, Dennis. Good to see you make the trip in here for the first time. Dennis, hope you get to do this a little more often. We're here, and the repeater's functioning very well, and hopefully we can hear you on the nets and any other time where there's always somebody monitoring there. So glad to hear you there, and really looking forward to seeing you in person in October for sure. So you know, that's about all I got. Just hate that I was out of town and missed it. I did and get to enjoy the summer temperatures. Friday down there, it was 105 actual temperature, and yesterday was 107 actual temperature throughout the day. It just actually felt like you were in a furnace walking around, and of course there's a lot of concrete, you know, down in Oklahoma City, so it was just hot, and so just wanted to let you know I got to share some of that temperature with you there, and it was miserable. But anyway, glad you all seen the event through, and everybody was safe, and you know, we didn't have any heat problems, so that's always very good to know. So anyway, and Paul, thanks again for everything you do with the responsibilities of the trailer. That's huge for us, and it's always good to know that it's in good hands there, my friend. So I'll turn it back to you, Richard. It's W0VK.
WA0SDO, repeater.
W0VK, KE0QYA. All right, Brett, appreciate your comments for the net tonight. Yeah, we had a good time. You know, we certainly did miss you. But, you know, we know that you like to play with the horsies as well as the ham radio. And, hey, there's nothing wrong with that, so... Brett, thank you so much for checking into the net tonight, and I hope you have a good week as well. Next, we'll go down to Renda, KB0UVW, who made, I think, her first HF contact yesterday. Renda, it's all yours.
Oh, Richard, thank you for helping me, and it was my first time doing that. And then I want to thank Mark Nye, I can't think of his call off the top of my head, for helping me and letting me use his radio. And I just thoroughly enjoyed it and had a lot of fun, and looking forward to next year. And enjoyed the supper and the fellowship afterwards.
All right. Well, Renda, we could tell you was real excited yesterday making your contact there, and it's real happy that we was sitting there helping you along the way. Was Mark listening? Do you want to check him in tonight as well?
I think yesterday a little bit. M0WZ.
All right, we'll go ahead and, since he's right there with you, we'll go ahead and put M0OWZ down as well. So, Renda, we certainly appreciate you checking in to the net tonight. Glad you had a great time yesterday. Your potato salad was outstanding. Did enjoy that, so look forward to hearing you on the band and seeing you here in our meeting in 2 weeks. So next we'll go down to Donald, AD0VD. Good evening, Donald, and your comments, please.
Well, good evening, everybody. Grace is sitting here, KE0MER. She'd like to have me checked in, if you wouldn't mind. Yesterday we got up and went over to Fulton. We stayed over there until they got the antennas up and the radios installed. And then we had to come back and make sure we got back here all the time, at least spent a little bit. But we had made a detour. We stopped over at Boonville and talked to those guys out at the fairgrounds. They brought that big old antenna out. I guess they're doing a real good job of making contacts off from it. Then we came on down here, and I think it was hotter here than the other places. So, we left a little early, but it was a good turnout for the stay a club. Just a cool temperature, sorry. I thought you were in control of that. Aren't you in control of that?
We are. And that will put us back down to the bottom of our list. So we'll go ahead and put out one more call for check-ins to the Spark Repeater Net. We'll go ahead and make this the last call. Call Net Control. Call KE0QYA.
Richard.
I think you were doubling with somebody there.
Well, we got a recheck. Go ahead, recheck.
Yeah, Richard, you were doubling with Donald. He wasn't finished yet, and you were, both of you were talking at the same time.
All right. Well, Donald, I'm sorry that I cut you off. Go ahead and continue with your comments, if you would, please.
It's no big thing. I just kind of going to tease you a little bit. That was supposed to be your job. Keep the weather cooler out there. I'll get off here and let everybody talk to you. Hey, everybody have a great week coming up, and keep it safe. Alpha Delta Zero Victor Delta, I am clear.
Recheck.
Recheck.
We'll go ahead and clear with 80-0-VD. And, yeah, Donald, I did a horrible, horrible job on the weather, that's for sure. And next we'll go back to the other recheck.
KD0ETL recheck. Just for everyone's information, I did post the group picture on the WA0SDO.org webpage. KD0ETL.
Okay, KD0ETL, KE0QYA. All right, and then also, it's posted on both our Facebook group and our Facebook page. So while you're on the other side of the mic, Paul, I noticed you got KI7CMV down on the log.
Yeah, I didn't put that on there. I don't know who put that on there. I just seen it, though.
All right, copy that. So we'll go ahead and put out a final call. A final call to the Spark Repeater Net. Call Net Control. Call KE0QYA.
K0TV.
Net Control recognizes K0TV.
Boy, hard to get in here. Everybody's masky and... Yeah, add to your check-in list, Kilo India 7, Charlie, Mike, Victor, KI7CMV. It's John in Windsor, but he's in Houston right now. He's been on DMR, and he was just over there a while ago. He's not listening to the net, but I'd like to get him checked in here. K0TV.
All right, K0TV, K0QI. All right, well, we'll go ahead and add him to the list, KI7CMV. So, once again, last call to the Spark Repeater Net. Call Net Control. Call KE0QYA.
Check.
Go ahead, recheck.
50SFP again. I just wondered what the current status of the 6-meter repeater is. Dwayne Lucas was telling me today that it's in pretty sad shape, but you got everything to put it back together. Over.
Well, the last I heard, we do have everything needed, but we got to get the tower crew up to get everything installed. So once that's all done, we'll certainly be posting that on our website and our social media page.
Forward to it. I could get into it before, but I never did get to talk to anybody. By the way, this one's doing quite a good job. It's coming in the cross timbers full quieting.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Like I said, once we do get that situated, we'll certainly get all the information out to our membership. So we're going to go ahead and shut things down here tonight. I want to thank everybody for participating here on the net. The net lasted for approximately 46 minutes. It's about the longest one I've run so far today. And we had a total of 22 check-ins. So once again, I want to thank everybody for spending their Sunday evening with us. So at this time, this is KE0QYA, Kilo Echo Zero, Quebec Yankee Alpha. At this time, we're going to be turning the repeater back to normal amateur radio use. Hope everybody has a great week. Stay safe. And we'll look forward to talking to you all on the band again soon. 73s, everybody, and good night.
WA0 SDO repeater.